flesh, bones, and blood of the earth. There's a fire and water within me, and the air that I breathe of the world. And I know deep within me I live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. I live on and on, but I don't yet know where the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. There's a wind and it blows and it thunders, and the rains come and go on the plains. Once I saw you there standing before me, and now I am here all alone. And I know deep within me you live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. You live on and on, but I don't get when the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. When I die,
Shanti. We look before and after and pine for what is not. Our sincerest laughter with some pain is fraught. Our sweetest songs are those that tell of saddest thought. The poet is expressing the unquenchable nature of desire. We look before and after into future. We want to look into the past, and the present is slipping out. We desire for something which is not existing. We look before and after and pine for what is not. Our sincerest laughter with some pain is fraught. Our sweetest songs are those that tell of saddest thought. Even in the greatest moment of joy, the sorrow is hidden. Our sincerest laughter with some pain is fraught. This yearning, this unfulfilled desires of the soul is what makes it restive. It is jumping all the time, desiring and desiring and desiring. Ego's favorite game is expansion. Ego is like a politician He likes bigger chair. It loves expansions, attachments, distractions, unnecessary clingings, unnecessary desires, even ideas. And this is how the soul gets ensnared. So this Murli talks about consolidation. This Murli talks about centralization. It is the decentralization that is the cause and of all the sorrows. The expansions, the attachments, the positions, the clingings. Man likes to build castles in the air and then keeps worrying about the rent. So Baba said, drop. You're holding on to a rope and holding it tightly, even though you know the rope is on fire. You know, this relationship does not serve me anymore. Yet you cling. The unnecessary clingings and attachments and relationships and positions and distractions. Drop them all. A disciple is asking the master, Master, can I send an email? Can I use mails? The master said, yes, you can. So long as it is without attachment. So Murli has many fives in it. Baba said he has come to take you beyond this body and beyond this world. So are you ready? Or you are caught in various households. First, the household of Laukik. Second, body. Third, service. In the previous Murlis, these three households were discussed. He has added fourth and fifth. Weak thought and weak sanskars. So these are the five households, pravritti. Even if you are caught in a single one of them, the return journey would be difficult. It's a time for return journey. It's a time to consolidate. It is time to merge. It is time to pack up. It's time to get ready. And not to get lost in clingings, attachments, unnecessary distractions, unnecessary expansion of service and ideas. Baba even prays that you are doing good service, but what sorts of souls you are bringing? Or this service is just an compensation for inner emptiness. This service is just an extroversion to fill up the inner vacuum, inner loneliness. Is it so? If it is so, better to stop it. Because it is not going to fill the inner emptiness. Nothing fills the soul except satisfaction. No matter how much you expand things, they will create further emptiness, void, a vacuum, a loneliness, a sense of incompleteness. Soul cannot be filled with anything which is finite. Only the infinity. Only the infinite can fill up the space, the every nook and corner of the space of the soul. So, these are the five types of households. Are you caught in Laukik, in the body? Or Seva itself has become a gateway to Maya? Or Seva itself has become a cause of distraction, a cause of scattered mind? Only the mind which is focused can remember Baba. The scattered mind neither can concentrate nor remain happy. Baba has given again five examples. The first, when you change your place, what you do? You pack up your things because you have to go, you have to travel. Are you ready for this return journey to your sweet home? The next is the example of the tree and seed. The tree should consolidate into a seed, and from seed again the tree will come. The tree of expansion, the tree of distractions, clingings, be a seed now. The second is the escape plan. Whenever there is a battle, the president or the king, they always keep things ready so that they can escape. Otherwise, they will become jailbird. So do you have any such escape plan with you? That's the second example. The third example is of the drama. So in drama, you say, now it's a time to go. So the drama is coming to an end. Are you ready to go? Or you will keep on saying, my students, my center, my Laukik work, my Laukik relatives. This consciousness of mine would become a trap. Death. There are people who prepare for death in this world beforehand. So are you ready? So these are the five examples again. The first, you have to pack up. Second, the tree should turn, merge into a seed. Whenever you want. The third, escape plan. Just as those presidents or kings have escape plans, then the drama. The curtain is falling. It's a time to wind up, not to expand. It's a time to become a point. It's a time to understand in meditation what this expansion has given me. Except scattered mind and distractions. It is the scattering of energies, not just the scattering of business. A scattered mind, an unfocused mind, is weak. Mind becomes powerful when it is focused, just as the rays of the sun, when focused, can burn a paper. Otherwise, you keep a paper in sunlight for the whole life, it will never burn. So these are the five examples, and death. You are the hero of this drama. And then again, Baba has given five more practices here. Or rather, they are questions. What about your strings? Cut the strings. Be like a lotus. Prepare. Are you ready for the final journey? Have the balance. And check your detachment again and again. Being loving is good, but you should be able to detach yourself from everything you do. Otherwise, your seva itself will become a bondage, a barrier, a hurdle. This is the journey of freedom. This is the journey of liberation. This is the journey of going alone, flight of the alone to the alone. This is the journey of detachment. This is the journey of letting go. So these are five questions or five practices. Keep practicing. Being like a lotus, getting ready for the return journey. All your karmic accounts should be settled. Be seated on the seat of flying stage. Antavahak sthiti, karmatit sthiti, karmabandhan mukta sthiti. Practice detachment, nyarapan. Emotional detachments. Physical detachment. Mental detachment. Social detachment. Financial detachment. Otherwise, the money business. Will take you away from the soul business. Baba said you are, this is a very important point regarding new souls. Baba appreciated, congratulated, praised, acknowledged the service, the expansion that you are doing. It's good. Centers are increasing. The family is mushrooming. But keep in mind, every soul who is coming, see that soul, a spiritual rose, who is an embodiment of experience. We are not here just for quantity, but quality is needed. An air quality. Second, he should be a destroyer of obstacle. Means he should be very powerful. The new souls who are coming, they are not here just to increase the audience number. They should be Siddhi Swarup, embodiment of success. They should be Mahavir. They should be the one with all rights, Adhikari. Self-sovereign will lead to world sovereignty. If you don't do this, then you're depriving that soul of all rights. If you bring to your mind, this is my bouquet, I have done the course, I have given the lecture, you're depriving that soul of all rights. You are making the bouquet wilt. And that soul will cry one day. Vilap. That's a very powerful Hindi word. Vilap. Vilap is the cry of anguish. It is the cry of angst-ridden mind. It is a heartfelt throbbing. Sobbing of the soul. They will complain, why you deprived me of all the rights. So drop the consciousness of mine whilst you serve. So every soul, they should become strong, they should become powerful, they should become mine of experience. Embodiment of experience, experience of all powers, all virtues. Simply expansion. Baba said, don't do this. In this new year, this is a Murli of 83. The last Murli of the month April. 30th April. So, what to do? The first task from this Murli, have detachment practice. Think of one powerful attachment you are having. This is a world of attachments. Even a Buddha will have to do digital detox if he comes. We are not addicted. We are glued. To social media. And that's one of the powerful attachments existing. So one detachment practice. Think of one deepest attachment you are having and just work on it. How do you work? First think of it, identify it. Step one. Step two, try to think of its impact, how it is affecting your life. The third, create certain practices, some affirmations or some practical tips or applications. And the fourth, and again you reflect after a few days. The people who spend 4 hours, 3 hours on these social medias, scrolling. So that is first homework. The second homework is you create an artwork, Nyara Pyara, loving and detached. What picture comes to your mind when you think of somebody who is detached and loving? So is it some person? Is it some object? Is it something? Some visualization, something. So sketch, draw. And the last thing is Sweet Home. Write a short poem. A very short one. each line not more than 2 to 3 words on Sweet Home. So what Shelley is saying is very relevant. We look before and after and pine for what is not. Stop this pining, this longing, this yearning. Everything, even our sincerest laughter with some pain is fraught. Our sweetest songs are those that tell of saddest thought. So in spite of becoming a Brahmin, in spite of having everything, why this unhappiness? Why this sorrow? Why this sadness? Why? Where has the rapture disappeared? The bliss, the joy. Teach us, bird or sprite, what sweet thoughts are thine. I have never heard praise of love or wine that panted forth, flood of rapture so divine. Where is the divinity? So, practice detachment. Where? In the expansion. Focus on getting, moving from expansion to the point. From expansion to the essence. From tree to the seed, like a lotus, like that drama, like have the escape plan. Think as if you have to travel. You are not here to stay. You have to pack up. The call has come and you have to do it in a second. The trumpet is already blown. Of return journey. Om Shanti.